from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Beats and Eats. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. Let's go through what we heard in our first Sled Island set. Starting off with Sergeant and Comrade, we had Straight to the Moon. It was the Gravy Mix featuring Flytrap, followed by Kinday with their track Patient, and Junia T gave us the track Ooh-wee, and that was featuring Elijah Dax, and T Fanny gave us the track BBBO. That's one of my favorite tracks from them. And then finally, we ended the set with BK1 with the track Drink to This. Now we are going to take a listen to a conversation that I had with Lincoln with Fade to Black Entertainment Society, as well as the Black Music Month Vancouver. I'm definitely going to be including links and such to tickets and all the things that we chat about. But the Black Music Month Vancouver starts tomorrow, June 26th, and it goes until June 27th, and it celebrates the rich contributions of Black Canadians to music, dance, art, and food. So let's take a listen.
This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and I'm here with Lincoln, Artistic Director of Black Music Month Vancouver. The Black Music Month Vancouver Festival is taking place on June 26th to 27th, and it is in its ninth year, creating a space for artists to showcase their music and share their cultural mosaic. So, Lincoln, thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful, beautiful day.
Yeah, no, I thought I'd take it outside because, yes. You know, I was inside all day. When it's out in Vancouver, you better go get that.
You better go get that sun. You better go get that sun.
There's no guarantee on this coast.
Absolutely.
It ebbs and flow. You know, it's hard to be a weatherman in this town.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad that you had the time to chat with me, because I'd love to hear more about Black Music Month Vancouver Festival. I know it's in its ninth year. So could you share a bit about the festival?
Well, the festival started in the city, so it started back in 2009.
Okay.
And then it became, you know, a consistent yearly event. Okay. And then it went through this period of joy. It was great timing to have this kind of Black unity here in the city, because we were always looking to other cities for those kind of, and still do, for those kind of solidarity. Mm-hmm. And it brought out a lot of people that, you know, was apprehensive about the scene at the time.
What could somebody who's never been before, what would you say that, you know, they could expect?
Well, it's holistic. Mm-hmm. it's not just one dimensional looking at person and creating music on a stage. We have we have all these artisans that have surrounded us. That's the thing. We started in a club, and now we're like 2 days, 3 days at our max. So it grew. Yeah, Saturday I want to big up because I want people to come out for the workout, the drum workout.
Okay.
Yeah, and we have Temba Tana, amazing South African drummer.
Oh, right on.
He's really popular in Japan now. He's world renowned, and with him, Albert Smith, another world renowned drummer. He's played with Nina Simone.
Awesome.
Those two guys are going to be doing a workshop, you know, awesome. Because they say, Lynx, for you, we're going to do it. Because they haven't been out. They haven't done anything.
Right.
And then after that, we have flamenco, black flamenco. Okay. So these ladies are following the African flamenco traditions. They're from Cuba.
Okay.
And they're doing a Afro-Cuban rumba workout.
Right on.
Movement. And so in the, that's why when you I get back to that word about what to expect, it's very holistic. Mm-hmm. You know, our festival is not just about music. Music is just a part of it. Mm-hmm. It's like hip hop. There's many elements to our festival. Mm-hmm. We have the food. We have the jerk. Mm-hmm. We have this year we have Texas smoke, Louisiana smoked.
Okay.
Barbecue.
Right on.
This brother Mike, he's been around for years. We're rocking the two headliners is Afro Punk.
Okay.
We opening with Afro Punk.
Right on.
The OBGMs, yeah. They're touring right now. They're gonna watch. Oh man, we got to come up for that.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to expect.
Yeah.
We're going off on a different branch this year, and then counter that Saturday we got DJ Demir. We got a lot of. We got the second stage. Now we started the second stage last year when we were broke, and this is the hustler stage. So we got a lot of hustlers doing their R&B, doing their hip hop. We got like Hard Body coming in teaching with Bars Without Borders.
Yeah.
Okay. And that series. Yeah. And then the vendors. You know, you got Essie. You got Iboki. We got a fine artist from Nigeria, amazing work. $20 and you got over 30 artists.
Yeah.
Not to mention the artisans, the vendor, the artists, the fine artists, the cooks, the chefs in their trucks.
Right.
Everybody's an artist and they're doing their art form and they appreciate you guys coming. And we're outside.
Yes.
And we're at a refurbished motel.
Yes.
Right at 6th and Main.
Yes.
It's where the two buildings, the two pointy buildings. Every city has one of those.
Yes.
You know, that was the architecture back then. But yeah. Okay. So we're uptown. Nothing taken away from World Cup. World Cup people want to come through.
Yes.
Man, you're going to get mad love over here because you'll see that there's a community of people of color.
Absolutely.
That are rocking it up on the hill. So,
yes.
You know, try to make your way up. And
I can't
say enough.
I love that. I'm really, really looking forward to this. I am also going to put ways to connect to Fade to Black Entertainment Society as well in the show notes so that people can also get connected with you and just follow some of the other projects and endeavors that you may have going on forward in the, you know, coming months. And
yeah, we got the book. Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, we got the Love James.
Oh, see, look at that,
the Love James. You know, you remember the Love Jones?
I do.
That's the rebirth. I started the Love Jones with a couple other, like Marlo Brown, a brother. He's doing things in the poetry world.
Yep.
And we started this thing 2 years ago. This is our third year in the Black Library. There's a Black Library here in Chinatown, right? And we brought in all these poets, and it was the offshoot of a Love Jones that we were doing the year before, where we get poets and then we do a month. Like, this is Malcolm X, so we do the Malcolm X month, and everybody be slamming. That's what we call it, slamming. The film festival in November.
Awesome.
So we have three programs, and that's VBIF, so Vancouver Independent Film Festival, and that's in our sixth year.
Awesome.
At the Culch, you know, give a shout out to the Culch for giving us some love, because nobody wanted to give us some love when I started. And they were like, why are you doing this? And I was like, really? So, you know, now we're 6 years in, and we have some amazing, I get about over 500 films. Submissions are going on now. So check the website, ftbe.eventive.org, because yeah, it's like, I was amazed how much black people are making films out there.
I love it.
I was just like, I was blown away. So that's the future.
That is the future. You know? That is the future.
So, and we had Afrofuturism last year. So this is where we are.
Well, Lincoln, we have come to a close. I just want to thank you so much for joining me today. And listeners, I'm going to put all of the links, all of the ways to get connected, including tickets for, you know what I mean, June 26th and 27th. And if you can't make it both days, at least come out to the Saturday. I think that's going to be really beneficial.
I tell you what, we'll do a just because of the show, we'll do a bonus tickets for whoever mentions, I guess, Nicole's name or your show.
Awesome.
And you'll get a bonus email, fade2blackproduction@gmail.com. And yeah, I'll get you a bonus.
Awesome. Right. I'll put that in our show notes.
$10
as well.
Off.
$10 off. I love it.
$10, you're going to get in for the whole day.
100%. All right. Well, thank you so much, Lincoln. I appreciate your time.
All right.
And enjoy the sunshine.
Enough blessings. You don't know.
Something curious. Something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Hi, I'm Chef Robert Rainford. Nearly one in three black children in Canada goes hungry while food gets thrown away. The Food Security Fund is changing that. Led by Support Black Charities, the plan is to build a better pathway from community gardens to nutritious meals through local food hubs. This isn't just charity. This is community infrastructure. Join us and build a better future for black families to have consistent, dignified access to good food. Join us at foodsecurityfund.ca. Contribute today. Thank you.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Beats and Eats. Before the break, you heard my conversation with Lincoln with Fade to Black Entertainment and Black Music Month Vancouver. As I mentioned before I aired our conversation, I will include links for tickets. And there is that incentive that you heard about the fact that you can get a bonus $10 off your ticket if you send an email to fade2blackproduction@gmail.com and say that you heard about the Black Music Month Vancouver 2026 event on Beats and Eats with your host, Nicole. So I will definitely put all those details in today's show notes. And okay, so before I get into my next set, I do want to talk a little bit about some of the food that I had in Calgary. Calgary has a great food scene, and I didn't really, like, I was there for music, so I didn't really make food the huge focus, but I did stop by some fun spots. Back in the day when I lived in Calgary, I had a food business. It was called Wings and Tings, and so I love wings. And I have a habit of ordering wings whenever I'm out and about for food, especially, you know, if it's a snack and evening vibes. So I went to a spot called Blanco in Kensington, and I had their salt and pepper wings. They were pretty good. They weren't my fave, but I'll give them like a good 7.5 out of 10 for that. And for breakfast, Kensington, that neighborhood has like some really awesome spots for breakfast. I love a good breakfast sandwich, and I had a really great one at Higher Ground. It was just like an egg and bacon, cheese, that type of vibe, but it was really good. And then I also had a sausage and egg wrap Recommended, highly recommended by my son and his girlfriend at DeVille, and that was delightful. I will definitely go back for that wrap again. They really, really did their big one on that. And then at the Palomino, if you have been there for music, you should also know that they have, it's like a great spot for barbecue and slow smoked meats. I've eaten there many times over and it is absolutely delightful. The only spot that I was like planning to go to, and then I was going to go on the Monday, but the weather was just so much colder than my body wanted to accept, so I didn't bother venturing out there. But when I'm back in town, I'm going to check out Jamaica Grill at the Marlboro Mall. I've heard great things about it. I've also seen them on TikTok, and I definitely want to check them out because people have been saying good things. So when I am back in summertime, when it's a bit more like, I know I was there for summer solstice and the first day of summer, but when they're really knee deep in summer, I will return and check them out. So in my next set, I am going to be playing some tracks that I stumbled on in our digital library that really are speaking to me. They felt like a really good vibe. So I am going to kind of, you know, play a few songs that I hope you enjoy.
There's a butterfly effect, 'cause I feel my heartbeat climb. The moonlight cuts through. Why our friends are all inside. My heat and my dark, my head is so cloudy.
Never let go. Just feel the vibes from your head to your toe. Yeah, man, honey, cook and ask, man, show you. Think, night, night, and I'll force and fight, yeah.
Hello, hello, hello. And can you believe it? We are pretty much at the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining me on, you know, Beats and Eats. I always love hanging out with you every week. And I hope you enjoyed some of the tracks that I was able to stumble on in our library. Next up, we've got Sebastian with a live open mic today. And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at Beats and Eats BC. So the last track that I'm going to play out with is Eat the Beat by Virgin Prudes. As you know, I try to do this as often as I can. And here we go. See you next week.
Hello, hello.